Y'all better not let Sean find out about the episode either. Man. He's not here. Y'all better not let Sean
find out. Man, what he gonna do?
Just don't say nothing on Twitter.
Teach you how to make your schedule.
That nigga working for orientation. What a lame.
He's helping learn how to use My Ole Miss so they can make their schedule.
Oh, yeah. I thought you was trying to learn.
It's easy money.
Yeah, it is easy money. Facts. I'd do that.
I'd do that.
We're not going to talk about schedules for another 30 seconds, though.
Huh?
I think we're not going to talk about making schedules for another 30 seconds.
Fuck that.
We on the clock.
Yeah.
We're not opening the doors either.
Oh.
Because it's a different episode.
Oh, bet.
Doors are closed.
All right.
Because we have half of crack those ones.
We got one door open.
Nah, we still setting up. We still setting up. No, we still setting up.
Wipe the crust out your ass.
Yeah.
Shut the crust.
The sleep. Whatever you want to call it.
The sleep.
We got Honey Man for another guest appearance.
Oh, yeah, man. Baby with the shits.
I don't even think they can find the first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shit gone. That shit gone.
That's on SoundCloud. We just got to unlock it.
Yeah, exactly. We just got to unlock it.
I said, it so far back, bro. I thought we was going to get on it. Heyman just lost.
Shit, well, we got the nigga Honey Man. You know, we here.
We got Sonny B. We got Chance.
Like
601 change. 601. Damn, come up with a new one real quick.
Damn.
He said 601. Do some math.
Huh? 601?
We got 300 times 2. We already did that one.
Nah, we already did that one. All right, we got, hey, I got one. We got 1,202 divided by 2.
Chance with it.
313 plus 288. Chance over here.
Hell yeah. No.
601. That's the same thing.
I don't know.
So it ain't cool when I say it about myself.
No. Hell no.
Hell
no.
Cool when you say
you can't do it on yourself.
You gotta let somebody else do it. Because you're taking like easy ones. We gotta do like a hard equation.
Hey,
we got Y plus.
Oh, I'm God, I'm gonna come with one. Oh, God. Hey, just wait till after the John Wick movie. Just
we gotta solve for Y chance.
You're gonna be calculating in your head while John Wick killing
shit. Killing shit.
It's like, ooh, that is a good number. Intriguing. He killed another nigga with a pussy.
This nigga finna kill somebody on horseback,
bro.
I can't wait, bro. This movie's gonna be great,
and I can't wait either.
Oh my god,
have a docket. We just gonna bullshit until it's time to go.
Yeah, let's do that shit. But we can't talk about Batman Hush. You know?
Yeah, we can't.
I'm gonna say
that.
This. If he just wouldn't say Hush, Batman Hush at the end, I would have been okay.
I'm still okay.
I mean, I like it, but
like you know they gotta add even the slightest bit.
Bro, they said his name like eight times.
They gotta add something corny.
Like you know they gotta add some corny.
He could just say it once though. He could just say Hush, Batman.
Okay.
Or Batman.
And
Hush.
Then it just went silent.
He said Hush, Batman.
But that doesn't hit as hard. Also,
wait,
at
music
the same
playing.
Time.
Hush.
That, yeah, no, that, yeah, but that hits harder. That hits harder though. It's like if the nigga just boom, Hush, Batman.
That's like all those. All
right, then boom, Hush, Batman, Hush. It just it's corny. It's corny. It's corny, but like it just fits more. It fits better.
I think in this situation, you'll lose.
You'll lose.
I mean, I fuck with your opinion. Shit, Aquaman. I finally watched that.
Oh yeah. Man, how'd you like it?
You had me tripping up,
bro. I woke up and I read all that shit at work. I was like, damn, these niggas went off. Oh,
bro.
This nigga gonna say, I gotta see what goes on in the ocean.
Like
before
I
wanna die, and then if something coming after me and it's gonna kill me, don't show me.
No,
yeah,
no,
I was like, what?
No. This is exactly what I said. I said that.
Bro,
I wanna
we got what you said.
I know what I said. I know what I want to see. I want to see that, like as far as like on the TV or whatnot.
No,
and
we know then, that's what you meant.
I'm talking
about
to the
phone. No, we know that's what you meant, but you didn't say that. All you said is I gotta see before I die.
And then if something is killing me, I want my eyes closed. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, but all right, but yeah. We understand, but in the messages, all you said was, I gotta see what goes on down there before I die.
10 minutes later, I don't want to see nothing when I die.
I mean,
was something finna kill me. Yeah.
Oh, this man finna pull up the iMessage like he can trust himself.
I looked at it yesterday.
Nigga, you got that shit wrong the other day with Thanos. With the Infinity War Endgame.
I'm telling you what I said.
Ooh, I gotta tell him, Chance, which one's better to you, Infinity War or Endgame?
Endgame.
Milo, which one you think is better, Infinity War or Endgame?
As a movie.
Cause I watched a list with Sean last night and they broke it down like they're comparing like the narrative and like the directing, the humor.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
See, that's like a point A to point B movie. I like Infinity War more, but it's like as an epic, like a big...
Endgame relies more on it being the culmination of all of these movies. Mm-hmm. Rather than the actual movie. Like, the actual movie is still good, but...
Yeah, Infinity War is like a finale.
Yeah, Infinity War is a better movie, but Endgame was, like, the magnum opus, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. the experience, you know? So it's like, this is the finale of it all, you know? Yeah. So, I say Infinity War is better as a movie.
But it's like, it's no knock on Endgame. Like, Endgame is still, like, if I'm trying to decide, that's my 2A and 2B, trying to pick between those, but... If we just had like a better like movie, I would say Infinity War, because the tone is way more consistent too in Infinity War than
is it. More the focus is on Thanos, especially with Infinity War.
So I think that's why the tone was so easy to keep consistent too, because then you go to
Endgame, the most everything's bouncing around.
You just trying to find different little stories, keeping up with it and all that type of deal.
Thanos beat the shit out of Hulk,
bro.
Oh my God.
It was just worse. That's how they opened the movie.
God. Let him have his fun.
Why you put the hand behind the back?
But you should have heard Antoine yesterday. He said some shit like that. I said, ugh, you sound just like Ebony Ma. Malo had said something. He said something on
the no, because Malo had turned on the TV. Like, granted, because we all sitting in the living room quiet as fuck. And, like, the TV just turns on randomly.
After and I said, where's the remote?
And we were like, what the fuck? So we all looking around, and Milo's sitting next to me. And I look over at, like, TJ and Chan looking for the remote. I look over at Milo. I see the remote. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let him have his fun. Bro, Chan was searching for that fucking remote for a while.
Because every time TJ was moving something with his backpack, it clicked on or clicked off. So I was like, bro, it's got to be over here. And but before I got to that point, I was like, Milo. Quit bullshitting. Give me a remote. He was like, nah, man, no, remote don't even be on this side. I said, you're bullshitting. I said, check out the name. Yes, I did. Y'all capping me down.
Capping you down.
Yes. Man. Every time I get on this podcast, I'm alive. Every time.
Man, you lying right now.
No.
About every other time.
The only other thing I said was Infinity War, Endgame Thanos thing.
What were we talking about? Oh,
he said who is more brutal? And he said Infinity War, but he meant Endgame. Because, like, he said Infinity War at first.
Yeah.
And then, like, he started talking about, Endgame was more. I was like, wait, I'm confused.
You're confusing.
Yeah. And then Chance is going to die on that hill. He's like, nah, man, I said Endgame at first, bro.
Yeah, I got the matching Roshis on. Here you go.
This is a place of zen.
Hey, you can't blame Chris. Nah.
Chris at home.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't blame Chance for that. Huh. Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, I had my shoes on before Chance came in.
Where have you been?
But you here.
Like, what the hell?
Because you can change easily.
Oh, what am I saying? But, like, who wears... Like, where your slides at?
Yeah, you can have them. Oh, God, nah,
I told you.
That's what I was looking for, slides.
I can get a chance on y'all ass and put these slides on. Find the left one. Okay. The left one eluded me.
Eluded?
Invention, mansion.
Bro, they don't make shoes for the masses, man. Of course people don't have matching shoes.
You heard my boy, the masses. That's a psychology major. They don't.
Yeah. See, what? They don't breath.
Shut up.
What
are you
saying?
He don't even know what he was
definitely
saying.
Leave him hanging. Definitely leave him hanging now.
Psychology, black roaches.
You got it all in common, huh?
Yeah.
You
see the Sonic redesign?
Nah, it came out.
On Twitter.
When was this? Like today?
This morning.
Last night.
Last night? So it was after Sean sent like Sapphire and that bitch.
Yeah, it should be recent. It's,
but
it looks...
Here we go.
It's right there.
Alright, okay.
His ears are too forward. If they can like move his ears
back the ears are usually right there. The ears is just...
Not that forward. They're closer to his... Someone call a picture. They look too forward to me.
His ears be that forward.
They are?
Yeah.
It's just because it's live action. Well, CGI.
I slick don't. I don't. I, like I don't. I slick better. Don't like the nose. I wish it would have kept the.
You talking a little bit shorter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little, but
I kind of like the nose because that's how I normally.
Yeah. Facts. Ooh, they finna get a mean ass Puma bag.
Oh my god, that's some fresh ass shoes.
I won't go that far.
Puma coming out with a Sonic shoe.
I'm just not a Puma guy. I'm not a Puma guy. Yeah.
But if they come out with a Sonic shoe, I'm gonna be right there.
And he got the gloves.
He didn't have the gloves on at first. Oh no, he didn't.
It was white hands, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wait, what? Pull up the old design.
Yeah, blue fur and white hands, yeah, bro.
You trying to be pissed off again, huh?
I don't remember. I want to compare the two. I remember what the old one super looked like. That's like when y'all said he had white hands. Or I thought he had the gloves on at the beginning.
God, this looks so much better.
Way better. I'm going to let the electricity thing slide. I'm going to just get over it.
Because, no, I understand this electricity.
I understand it, but...
But you always get it when it comes to, like, speedsters and, like, DC.
But here's the thing.
I understand it.
It's stuff like that. They're going to, like, overuse it. Like, they're going to have them use it. Like, I can use
Flash it. Did use it every time.
What? Oh, like, my dude, God. You're
you feel me?
Oh, my God.
That's
bad.
Bro, those look like two complete... Oh, okay, his hands were just white. Ugh.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Look how they, like... Did they take some of the definition out of his leg? Yeah.
Yeah, it made him more streamlined. Good. Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah, all right. I'm down for the movie now.
Yeah. I mean, we said the movie's going to be good regardless, but it's just like... The only thing wrong with Sonic is...
Sonic.
Yeah. Bruh, all right. Keanu and I... We're often the only two customers at anime when it existed on Melrose. That's my Keanu story. Ooh, he likes anime. Ooh. All right.
We got to give him their props because we came on here last semester and like 2 weeks ago and ripped them apart about Sonic. For no. You remember when we saw the
week
last semester? I mean, I know for a reason, but.
Yeah. And then now, hey, good job. I'm proud of y'all. Thanks for listening.
The director put that on that tweet out.
Yeah, he was like, all right, we heard y'all.
He was like, all right, death threat.
We'll get back to it.
He probably did get a death threat.
Probably.
You know, some things be diehards. Like that one kid, that one YouTube kid about Sonic. Yeah, he probably went crazy.
Tony wears platform shoes.
Yeah, because Robert Downey Jr. is short.
Like, how?
Chris Evans is like 6'3". Robert Downey Jr. is probably like...
5'9"-ish,
or probably. Like, Robert Downey Jr. So he got to put on, like... platform shoes, he can be as tall as everybody else.
That sucks.
That sounds like Tom Cruise. You know Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise,
short ass. Alexa, what movies are playing near me?
It's not Alexa. This is my room.
Alexa,
never mind.
You gotta hold that.
I saw it on the TV.
You gotta hold on the remote to do it on the Fire Stick.
Ah, no, that's cool.
Is it worth all that?
Yeah, it's too much work.
What else? Because we should only have like an actual doc. I think I'm just gonna go through some stuff that we had sent in there to talk about. Bro, watch this.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. If you look at stuff in the ring, I'll tell you why.
Bro. Bro, the way he looked back. What the fuck?
No, I said... What's his first name, Deontay?
All right, that's way better than to this day. That dude,
dog,
is that dude?
Nigga, like he was in the anime for real.
To this day, dude. Well,
hey, have y'all heard and listened to the sound that it makes when he hits him?
I didn't even hear
the sound.
I watched it live and I didn't even hear it.
Bro, it was a hard ass.
Right, yeah, that shit was brutal.
He knocked his ass up.
But
shit, to this day.
But back with that fight, I feel like they called it too early though.
Jeez,
you feel like that?
Yes, because there's been other leagues where it was been harder leagues like that.
And now they continue to fight. Different niggas though, like different strokes. Some niggas can take harder leagues
for sure. But I mean, like they didn't do no 10 count.
No, that nigga was what really happened,
huh? Bro, when he got up, his legs were still wobbly. You gotta call the fight.
Yeah.
If you can't stand straight up and fight,
yeah, that nigga was leaning all against the ropes and all that shit.
I know.
I like boxing too.
Full fight.
What, 20 seconds? 20 seconds?
Bro, I need to see just the knockout.
Why are you typing in full fight?
Because I thought it was going to be. I was going
fast. It's a short fight. Oh, God, it's a short fight. Knockout right there. Dominique Brazil knockout.
Not a reaction. Bro, come on. Oh, here we go. Bro, can we come out bro, the corner?
You know you're coming out the corner.
Oh man, this is where it all went wrong.
Yup. He said, alright.
Oh man.
Alright. God.
Look at his face.
Now let it play out, and we're gonna see how long he's on the ground and see what he's like afterwards.
Bro,
can
he get up? Even if, like you said, that he was selling, he was acting like he was hurt too hard. Still, though, he probably got that punch.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not taking away from him. Oh. Like, yeah, he knocked him out. He knocked him down.
Look at his legs, Brennan.
Bro, he did.
Look at
that.
His stomach.
He was trying to sit.
What are you trying to
do? I don't blame him. Bro, look at him.
See, 9-10. I didn't
look at him. Look at him, though. He can't even stand up.
Hey, he's trying to sell it somewhere.
He can't
set up.
He's
trying to sell it, man. You got to be like.
I'm saying, given to what I watched him pass and me and my pops both watched
who,
this.
Who? What? Wait. I'm saying.
Of course, I can't remember the names right now because it's been so many times. It's
been so many times you seen dudes hit like all right, that.
Alright, bro.
Is,
all right, bro.
Is little right, niggas bro. Hitting like all Deontay
bro.
Wilder?
Alright, bro. I did not say, bro. Didn't I just say I don't watch other heavyweight fights too?
And the niggas hitting like Deontay Wilder.
Bro, alright, bro.
You don't watch niggas
punching? I'm not finna argue.
I'm just asking, bro.
No, bro, because you're gonna try to keep on arguing.
I'm asking, have you seen niggas punching like Deontay Wilder?
Then I just say I did.
Who?
Bro, forget it. Cause you keep
man, all I know, hey, all I know is I ain't trying to Dominic Brazil.
Walk. All I'm saying is that nigga couldn't walk.
Yeah, that Dominic Brazil was bro. Not gonna survive.
All right.
After that hit, nah, he was done for.
Man, let's watch this video about the most influential stylist.
Oh, wait.
Look at him. Trying to ease the tensions in the Middle East.
He's like, oh, most influential MMA fighters by style.
We got what's that, Gucci? That's a Gucci robe.
A Gucci gi?
I call it a robe.
Unculture. Yeah. Very slick defensive boxing. Hey, nigga, we are
looking away as defensive.
We are a movie and comic book podcast. We over here talking about
Deontay Wilder. Like
that nigga look. Anime. That nigga look like he's still going forward, bro.
Look at that nigga face,
bro. Oh my
look
god.
At him behind him.
He already knocked the nigga out. Look at his face.
He ain't even smiling,
he
bro.
He don't give a fuck. He wanted some
cameraman.
More.
Cameraman.
Yeah. He's like, please have it. He's like, I want him to get back up.
Like.
God damn, bro.
What else we got? I think we're just going to go off what we got in the. Said that thing about.
Sony has launched PlayStation Productions. A production studio that games for film and TV. Production is done internally rather than license out several projects in the pipeline. Marvel noted as an inspiration.
I think that's going to be good. Anton was yawning. So basically, Sony launched its own production company for like movies and TV. And we instead of outsourcing, like they're going to make them themselves to their own production company. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be cool. What movies you want to see them? What game you want to see them making the movies?
Mm.
I know people can't wait to start saying they want a Kingdom Hearts movie and they don't.
They can do a Resident Evil plane.
I do not want
They made one.
They did.
They can do it.
It's trash. It's trash.
They can do it again.
Yeah, they can do it again.
Yeah, exactly. They need to redo Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed deserves a better movie.
Yes.
See, I don't know if they're going to do it with Sony specific properties.
Oh, true.
So, like Uncharted.
Did
stuff
they
feel like
God
that.
Of War movie?
They could. Sony
that'd be tight.
That.
Yeah,
Sony
that'd be tight.
They could. So, God of War,
Sony.
Uncharted.
I mean,
the
yeah,
Last of Us.
Last of Us for sure.
Last of Us would
be
tight.
ASAP.
Because the game is a movie, so you might as well just put it into a movie. What all does Sony only own?
Twisted
Metal.
It's like people
who
want...
Chill out.
Chill out.
They did a Twisted Metal movie, my God.
Yeah,
I know they're going to sneak a Rock Band movie out while y'all playing.
Chill out.
All right,
chill
watch.
Out. Chill out.
I'm joking.
Send about 3 emails today.
No. Stop. Don't do it.
Go send my shit to spam.
Bro, I'm telling you, they can't wait.
All right, they got... Let's see. Characters. BioShock. Infamous.
Infamous. That's what I was thinking of. When you say Uncharted, I was thinking of
Infamous. Devil May Cry.
No, they didn't already make a movie about that.
No, they do Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil. They can stop that. Stop on their head.
There's Tekken. No, not Tekken.
If they're gonna sneak a Mortal Kombat movie out, go ahead and put a Tekken.
Pretty sure Tekken's already had like movies and shit. You know?
I feel like Tekken should be a TV show if they make
it. Yeah.
If they do.
Dead Space. Uncharted.
That's basically Uncharted. A good TV show, maybe. Uncharted, I know they're already doing that. Tom Holland is going to play Young Drake. They haven't casted. Tom Holland.
Oh, for real? Bro, whenever he talked at the beginning of the Far From Home trailer, when it was Tom Holland talking, I was not ready for that. I forgot he had a British accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When he was like, spoilers on the way.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this. Click off. Spoilers.
Bloody hell. You know.
I hear that shit
threw me off. Sly Cooper. I'd be down for Sly
Cooper.
This nigga Chance.
Me? That's like you're going to be in the booth
later. So I don't be in the booth. Nah. Sly Cooper, I'd be down for that. Chance, you gotta lay down ad-libs on the corner store.
For sure.
I think I heard somebody saying they was talking about a Sly Cooper movie already. Like in production, right? Like the idea was floating around.
I'm pretty sure they're coming out with an Artemis Fowl movie. I've been waiting for that for years, man.
They got the poster for it at the movie.
They have a trailer for it already.
Artemis Fowl. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I can't wait for that shit.
I know they had that PlayStation All-Stars game or whatever.
Oh, that shit gonna be out in 2020.
And people say that they're gonna build towards that. Like, do like their own Infinity War, like, crossover. That PlayStation All-Star game that came out a while back.
That's where I looked up all those games. I looked up that game and just saw the characters.
I don't want that to happen.
I don't either.
I forgot what it was.
Because they're citing Marvel as like their source of inspiration. So if they do like a connected thing.
Like a connected. They're basically going to do a Kingdom Hearts type thing, but with just Sony.
I think it'd just be weird trying to make it work that Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank, and Uncharted can all happen in the same
universe.
World.
I mean,
Until Dawn will be a great movie.
Yeah.
I heard Until Dawn, I think of Resident Evil. Until Dawn would be good.
Matt played that shit like 5 times.
That shit was dope.
Oh god.
Yeah, I don't need a culmination of the Sony production.
Grand Turismo.
They waste the money on
Midnight
they
waste Club. Money
on, everything you say they're gonna waste money.
I'd watch that motherfucker.
That's what they got in development right now. Midnight Club.
I'm telling you.
I need that game back.
They finna call Tyrese and get it popped. I don't know why they're acting like they're not.
Tyrese.
Yeah, why Tyrese a go-to?
You know he gonna be itching for that shit. Fuck the Rock. I'm gonna have my own shit.
What do you want from me?
Keep it that way. I'm barely on here.
I don't ever get on
keep it that way. That shit was so
funny. I mean, done killed their confidence and everything.
Oh god.
I was gonna talk about Stan Twitter, but I changed my mind. I'm trying to have a good day.
Fuck Stan Twitter.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty much
Stan Twitter is literally the worst. Stans are one of the worst things that ever happened to me.
Fan base.
I know Hitler existed and all that.
Okay,
I
was curious about where you're going with that.
Hitler, huh?
I was worried. Y'all had
that. You thought I was gonna say Hitler stands or something?
Yes. I was like, nah.
I mean, they exist.
I know.
They exist. But I'm saying, like, Hitler existed and all, but stands are worse. Stands have to
you
be.
Take me the view. You trying to see it all before you go? You want to see what's in the water?
Fuck no. I mean, if it's on TV, yes. But if I'm in the boat, no.
Bro, I was in that bitch. I was like, bro, if someone come after me, I'm looking at that bitch. I'm fighting. I know I'm not going
to
win, but I'm fighting.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
And then look, I was talking to him yesterday. I was like, all right. So it was that creature that Arthur was riding in Aquaman. That big ass. He was like, he's that.
First of all, I don't think that's just going to bite me. It's going to like eat me all together.
So yeah, like it's just going to.
That's not biting
me. Like it's just going to come up and it's just going to be a ring from his mouth. And I'm just going to.
I thought it was a Kraken when I first went to go get the Trident. I was like, okay, a Kraken. Okay, dope.
I can't believe you don't want to see what's coming. Like, which what if it's just a shark? Can you imagine what a shark would do if he just grabbed his eyeball? I know he let you go.
I mean, of course, we've seen
Tim hit him in the nose.
Angelina Jolie punched him in the nose.
I'm going to stick the fuck out of a shark in the nose.
I'm grabbing his eyeball and him in the nose.
Man, if me personally, I feel like if you're going to
see...
If
man,
me,
you got to see that shit.
If he's, if
he's, that's what I'm saying!
Oh, God.
Hey, you don't even...
Let me justify why I don't want to see what it's attacking. Because first off, I'm not even want to be in the open water like that. And then if I'm in the water, I'm already having an anxiety attack because it's like, man, bro, I'm in the ocean. And so if something is attacking me, fuck that. I don't even want to see it. Because first off,
but what if it's something that you can get out of? That's what we're saying. So you're gonna have to see. To know.
In my mind's already made up. I'm dying in the ocean.
Because I'm speaking that shark.
You can't swim. I can't swim. I'm already got
so what you gonna be in the water for anyway?
That's what I'm saying. Like, but it's just like, I'm not gonna okay, I don't what if you be could in swim? There. If I could swim.
You still don't wanna see?
Hell no.
Because he was talking about the water. Fuck God knows.
My ocean phobia is bad. Like, I don't want, like, I've been deep sea fishing. But it was a big ass boat. But other than that, I do not want to be out there.
All right, no, all right, but big ass boat. All right, big ass boat. Sure. All right, big ass boat. While you're deep sea fishing, if something just attacks y'all, you're not gonna want to see it.
Oh, of course, I'm gonna be on top of the water, so yeah, I do want to see what's attacking.
But if
yeah.
in the that's water, what we've been saying this whole so time. Wait, like you're in the boat, you want to like see you're it. In the yeah. ocean in on the boat, and something comes out and attacks you.
Well, see, in my mind, I was talking about in the water.
Okay, so if he's on the boat, he wants to see it.
You were saying, you were saying, but if he's in the water, if I'm in the water, first of all, I can't even see
it. But that's all the water.
I want to see it more.
If I'm in the water, I definitely I don't want to sink on the water and not be able to see
it in the water. If I'm in the water, for sure, but like I'm saying, if I'm in the water, I'm looking that dark blue.
If any of us are in the water,
yeah,
we're dead.
Exactly.
We in day home to feel, but I'm going to see. I'm going to still want to see what the fuck is coming after
me. That's going to be tough, that last image.
What if you can't get away?
I'd rather that than be my last image, motherfuckers on the boat like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'd rather look at that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, like, at least I can see it in its, like, natural state, you know?
See, here's the thing.
At least I got a chance to fight this.
No, that's true. No, I'm talking like, if I'm underwater, I'm fucked.
I don't feel like we're going to get rescued. If it's some big-ass creature out there.
What if you can get back to the boat?
No, of course I'm going to fight. Of course I'm going to fight. But
it's gonna attack me again.
I'm fucked.
I gotta get back to show.
What this nigga on, bro? Like, what this nigga on?
Yeah, I missed that whole
thing. Me and Milo on a whole nother conversation. The nigga said he gonna escape on the fucking seahorse.
If you get away, what if you can just get back to the boat? And I was like, once I get in that boat, I'm out of there. He said he's back to square one. I was like, if I get in that boat, I'm out of there. He ain't gonna see me no more.
I said, let me get him something with a motor on it. And I'm being that bitch like Jeremy.
No, what if homie's like, nah, where you going?
Exactly. That's what I'm like, bro. In my mind, in my hypothetical situation, we're not getting out of the situation because
that's why you can't. That's why you can't make the situation. You gotta have us make it for you.
Hell
no,
because then shit.
We give you an easier situation.
Yeah, we put you on a boat. We put you on a boat. Y'all ass in the middle of the ocean, just in there,
bro. I'm just saying, like, let's say like the boat never fucked around and tumbled over. Shit,
bro. Even if I'm in the ocean, until I'm dead.
I'm fighting. Of course, I'm not gonna be in the water just sinking. Like,
you're talking about like, I don't want to see it.
Right, like, I'm trying to see it.
You know, trying to get away.
I'm trying to get up there. And then something does chomp my shit. Of course, my instincts is gonna be okay. What the fuck?
I mean, you already saw it. It doesn't matter. You might as well keep looking.
I said in the group message though. I said human instinct is gonna tell me to open my eyes to look at what happened. But me for forever, I still don't want to.
Nigga, keep looking. Nah, just keep looking. You love your ass.
Bro, I'm kicking.
I'm kicking.
Oh, God, we're in the eye contact.
I'm looking. I'm going straight Sherlock Holmes. All right, it's gonna come at me like this. Hell, look, I'm going straight Sherlock. I'm trying everything.
Deducing a shark.
Trying to get that 17 miles per hour. Alright, we just gonna wrap this up. This episode of just straight bullshit. We gonna be back after John Wick for great reviews, because
the movie's gonna be awesome,
man. Like
and subscribe, I guess.